So here we go. Welcome to the Tales of the Whales. This is our weekly podcast with me and Lady W about what it's like living with cancer and what it's like living with somebody who's got it, if you see what I mean.
And living with somebody who hasn't got it, and living with a tax advisor and a radio person.
Broadcaster,
that's the proper word.
Radio and some people say, I hate it when you TV people try to do radio. And some people say, oh, you radio people just can't do TV. It's, no, seriously, over the years, it's quite funny. Hmm. Anyway, let's not talk about work. I mean...
No, just like it's an all-encompassing podcast that covers all aspects of our lives.
It does. And our dogs.
Including dog ownership.
Yeah.
What you have for breakfast.
Bacon sandwich.
What happened at the hospital?
Had a scan waiting to get the results. That's always a bad time. Well, not a bad time, you know. I've had a brush with cancer 25 years ago, and you've had members of your family, haven't you, ill, and I suppose I have too.
And husbands die.
And wives die, yeah. So we know what we're talking about. Oh, dog. Honestly. Anyway, I take it it's the dog.
I don't think you need to go into this.
Yes, you're right.
I can't even smell anything.
Can you?
No.
Oh, okay, fine. Let's just forget that. I'll edit that whole lot out.
It's probably just part of your side effects.
Yeah. That's the one thing I'm suffering with at the moment.
I mean, flatulence.
No. Honestly, you have to... No. Although there are some drugs that do have that problem, don't they? Not just for people who have cancer. So, yeah, we both probably know more about cancer than we'd like to.
That's very true.
Yeah. And But
we're hoping we can put that knowledge to good use by occasionally giving handy tips to people going through the same thing who haven't been there and done
quite often we just talk rubbish because...
That's probably 95% of what we do.
Yeah. I mean, they're,
you know, 99.
If you have cancer, you know the situation and how you deal with it is the problem. And we find talking about it helps a heck of a lot. Some people won't talk about it. Some people feel as if they have failed in some way if they get cancer, don't they?
But whatever works for you is what you need to do.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not surprised that talking about it is a thing for you because you do quite like to talk.
Yes, I know. But I think the problem is that some people just want to pretend it's not happening to them, and that doesn't help.
No, I guess not. But sometimes also the people around them feel like that too.
Yeah.
But you have to respect that's how people deal with it. Everyone deals with things differently and you just have to do what works for you. And just probably if you can at least talk it through a little bit with your partner or whatever and say, I don't want to talk about it because. So can we do this? That would maybe be.
Would you prefer that? Me not talk about it at all?
No, not at all.
Are you sure?
I'm sure it helps you to unburden about various things that are not going
on. Yeah, well, I do feel sometimes I get into a really moany mood about all this hurts and that hurts.
Yeah, but I mean, all I've got to do is listen to you saying that, which is a lot easier than actually having the hurty bits.
Mm-hmm, I suppose so. And at least...
And I can just do sympathetic noises.
Yeah, you're very good at that. I do realise they're noises.
And little strokes, like...
Yeah, okay, fine. And that's always good. A hug is good.
If you're really good, you might get a hug.
Yeah. So, I've not done much. I've taken myself off my chemo for a while because it is pretty extreme.
You weren't feeling very well at all, were you? And with the festivities of Christmas coming up, which I'm quite excited about. And even though you are a bit grinchy,
I am excited about
it. You're getting a little bit more jolly than you.
I'm just worrying about the money. But I think that's another thing, you know. A lot of people say, oh, you're in the media, you'll be... I get paid a reasonable amount, but no more, if you like, than doctor or was she doing a good job?
Probably a bit less,
yeah. Mm. And I can't really do any other work. And I'm old. I should have saved up in my youth. So, no, I understand what money problems are like. And, you know, you have got this tendency sometimes to think, oh, I don't know how I can do this or that or whatever. But the thing we have found is do as much as you can. You know, going away is quite difficult sometimes.
Yeah, but there's lots of things you can do that are nice and fun to do that are free.
Yeah, yeah, and we have, you know. We've been doing quite a lot of them. But you do, one of the things I do find is this tiring stuff, which I don't think you can blame it on the chemo all the time. They call it cancer fatigue. And you explained it to me, didn't you, that the body trying to deal with your tumours makes it tired.
Yeah, trying to fight it or whatever. It just makes you a bit weary sometimes. But that's fine. If you want to have a little nap, have a little nap.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
I mean, quite old.
Lots of people of a certain age have an afternoon nap without having cancer.
Yeah, but in my head, I'm 35.
I know, but honestly,
I know I don't
probably, yeah, not quite there, really. You're probably not as fit as you were when you were 35.
Oh, I don't think I am, that's for sure.
No, I think you're probably not.
And I think that's another thing that it can come on. I mean, I've been terminally ill for nearly 5 years.
Interminably.
Yeah, and every year I say, well, or you say, actually, well, we'll make this the best Christmas because...
We have said this already, darling.
Yeah.
We won't be repeating ourselves.
No. Well, you can't help but repeat yourself sometimes because life is fairly similar.
So this time we're just going to have a nice Christmas, lovely Christmas.
Yeah.
A relaxing Christmas.
A quiet one. And that's another thing that I find that the cancer makes... I find it difficult to deal with crowds.
Although I have invited everybody here for Boxing Day now.
Oh, no.
Well, family.
Right, okay. I didn't mean that for any family listener. I'm quite happy. I just... Leave me sitting in the corner.
That means you haven't got to get dressed and go out. You can just be comfy and in the corner, yeah.
I cannot invite people round, and you wouldn't like it if I just got up and hung around in my pyjamas.
You can wear your new elf jumper that you bought us.
I bought you an elf dress and me an elf jumper because we're doing a program together on Christmas lunchtime.
And when my elf dress arrived first from Amazon, there are other shops are available, you thought it was your one and tried it on and said it was lovely. I bet it was. I wish I'd seen that. It must have been quite snug.
It was. I couldn't. I tried it on last night.
And then the 4XL one arrived.
That's quite chunky.
Is that quite snug as well?
It is. It's because...
Did you actually manage to put my size 10 one on?
Yeah.
You didn't.
I'll put it on later. I'll put it on later.
And I'll put a picture out on Twitter.
No, you will not. I was doing that on the program the other night. Oh, what's that? Something that you can put photographs of yourself on and make money out of it?
OnlyFans or something.
OnlyFans, yeah. Apparently, Lily Allen makes £10,000 a month putting pictures of her feet out.
I don't think you're going to be in the same category.
No, but you might.
Mm.
Well, bits.
I think it's to do with the fact she's famous.
Well, Lady W is quite famous.
Not quite in the category of anybody, no.
One of the engineers at work said he puts pictures of himself out and he's quite short and dumpy, although he is losing weight. Stuart, you're looking good. And he's
Stuart,
making £6 a month.
£6?
Mm? That's a couple of coffees.
Well, one and a half.
Yeah. So should we do OnlyFans? Because a lot of people are complaining about it. And saying it's degrading and everything else. And I'm saying...
I'm not keen on that
It's
idea.
Unfair. Because women will make more money than men can doing it.
I don't know that that's right.
It's not right.
No, I mean, I don't think
well,
you're
it
correct.
Is. I mean, they say, you know, the big money makers are women.
But like biological women or trans...
Oh, don't start all of that.
Exactly.
That's not...
I think you've gone too simplistic there.
Yeah.
But I know, I think let's knock this on the head. I don't think OnlyFans is going to be a thing for us.
Okay.
Well, let's leave that for the young people.
Sexist older people, no? No, I suppose not really.
No.
That's one thing that sort of tends to leave you when you have cancer as well, but don't worry about it.
I'm not worried.
Not you, I mean, I'm just saying generally.
Honestly, as I've said before, give me a nice crossword, cookery book to read. Miss Marple to watch on telly, I'm more than happy.
I always think that I'm now, I believe in karma and all the things I'm all
done. I thought you said Karma Sutra.
No. You've got one thing on your mind at the moment, haven't you?
I don't think so. No, I don't have that on my mind.
Reading books, I mean. I forgot what I was talking about now. But anyway, it does, you've got to learn to live a new way because different things affect you at different times. Mm.
But I don't, I mean, that sort of thing does go by the by, but it really doesn't bother me at all. And you're worried that it's a problem for me, but it really, really isn't.
All right.
I'm a lady of a certain age.
And I'm a gentleman of a certain age. Well, they did tell me that, you know, ladies get to your age, they get completely insatiable.
That must be the other ladies.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm insatiable for, like, good books and crosswords.
And gardening.
Gardening.
Cooking.
Cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much rather be doing those things these days.
Yeah.
A lot less messy.
Anyway, let's not talk about this.
Well, it is part of the cancer thing.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Perhaps we shouldn't talk about it, but perhaps we should.
Yeah. I mean, it does. It affects your life in all kinds of ways. Like, I can walk to the pub still, but that's quite a journey, isn't it?
Yeah. You turned on the Christmas lights on the village green.
Well, we both did.
You did you did a good job.
And I forgot. Well, no, you did say something, but you weren't really. Well, there was no microphone, so you didn't do much talking.
I think you did a very, very good job, and they did a beautiful job with the lights and everything.
Yep, it was very nice. I didn't do anything. I just said, I hope this is going to be better than Keir Starmer.
And then you pushed the plunger.
And the lights,
came on.
Yeah.
Well done.
Which was very nice of them to ask us to do the lights in the village. The village consists of 25 people. No, it doesn't. But, yeah, but you just have to get
on with it. And they look beautiful. It's very nice festive lights.
The problem is that some people get quite cross with it and they don't know how to handle it, your friends, cancer, that is. And sometimes they can be quite rude. They don't mean to be rude, but I think it's nervousness that they don't know whether they can mention the word or. So when people say.
Have you ever been rude to you?
No, I haven't. But sometimes.
What are you talking about then?
Well, no, I. Meeting people that I meet in other times. And
perhaps they just find it awkward.
How are you, James? How are you feeling? I'm fine, still alive, thank you, is my usual reply.
But it's not, you know, it's just what you say to people, yeah. How are you feeling? It's not a bad thing to say.
No. And it, I mean, it wouldn't help you, somebody saying, you look terrible.
No, we did go there last week, didn't we, when I used the bad word.
You did, yeah. So that's not that's not a good idea.
So
but it's,
so
it's
as someone with cancer,
yeah.
What would you like someone to say to you when meeting someone? What is it you want them to say?
Well, I want them not to try and avoid the subject.
But you don't want them to say you look well.
No, you can say that, but it's that when you pretend that there's nothing wrong or you know. It's difficult
to say. So you don't
want
it to be normal? You want them to talk about cancer?
No, but I'm not leave it out. And the thing everybody wants to know.
I think you
know,
need to clarify. Because
I think I probably do.
Because you're confusing me. So.
I'm confusing me too. I think somebody is having.
Don't worry about that.
Right, okay.
It's only you that can notice it.
Right. I've got dogs, half-eaten dog chews all over the floor. No, okay. The thing is that quite often people don't know what to say, and that is worry. Don't worry about it. If you've got a good friend who's got cancer, say, how's the cancer going? Or, are you okay at the moment? And then you will respond as you want to respond. And, you know, people say, oh, you look okay, and that's great. And I like people saying that because... You know, I'm still working and I don't want to look...
But is this not a very individual thing? Because you were saying earlier about some people don't like to talk about their cancer. Mm. Those people aren't going to want somebody to come up to them and say, how's your cancer treatment going?
No, I it is a very individual thing. But it if you... And it's becoming fashionable to come out in the public
and
talk about
it. Or maybe the thing to do is to say, would you like to talk about your cancer treatment or would you rather not?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I get friends send me messages every day and say, how are you going? How are you doing? Okay, bad, but whatever. And I respond in. So I don't want people, and I think it's better for everybody if you don't pretend everything's fine when it's not. Maybe I'm trying to say that.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I moan a lot. And I'm trying not to.
But sometimes indoors, you don't when you wear out.
No.
Sometimes.
Well, sometimes I do. Come on. You know, I did have a little spit, you know, being very critical of various things.
I know. You have got into a little bit of a mood of like, we're going out somewhere, like, but we haven't got to stay out more than an hour, have we? You know, before we've even, like 2 days before we've even gone anywhere.
I think it kind of worries me sometimes. And I think coming off the chemo, I'm beginning to feel a bit better, but it does, coming off and readjusting and everything is quite. And I think going somewhere.
When we are out, I don't want you to think that you don't want to spoil me having a nice time. So you're going to sit suffering when you're really uncomfortable and you want to go home. I really would want you to say to me, like you did at the Shooting Stars ball, when I was like, you know, probably had a couple of glasses of champagne, having a lovely time, and you were like,
I really
need to go up to the room now. So I'm fine, absolutely fine. I just need you to say that to me, and I'm more than happy to do that.
No, but I did want you to stay on.
Yeah, no, but I don't want you to. I don't want you to feel like you can't say when you want to go.
But it was 1 o'clock in the morning, or 1:30 in the morning, and I was beginning to get a little fragile.
Yeah, I think there has to be a bit of a balance on it. So maybe like if we get somewhere at 7, at 7:15, don't want you going like, time to go now. But similarly, I totally understand that staying up till 1 o'clock in the morning, unless you're at work.
Which doesn't upset me at all.
It's a bit of a no. I know. When you're at work, you can come in at 2:30, totally fine.
Yeah. Wake you up and whatever. But the thing I find with work, I mean, it's not like work for me. It's what I enjoy doing. And you know, that's been my life, really, when you think about it. And so when I get in, obviously, some of the problems I've talked about, walking is not great at the moment. Whether that's got to do with the cancer or not, I don't know.
Or just your bad hip.
Or age
or
whatever.
Your hip replacement that's gone rusty. Bought
a walking stick.
Yeah.
Which is slightly embarrassing. But I quite like holding it and twiddling it.
Super heavy replacement hip dragging you down.
Yeah, could be.
You shouldn't have gone for the cast iron option.
I didn't, but okay. And that's another thing. Supposing my hip's worn out, I'm going to get it looked at when I'm scanned. I'll see if they can see anything, or they're never going to redo it with my.
I think it would be considered.
Would it?
It depends on.
Even if they're saying, well, we can't guarantee you're going to live more than another couple of months.
I'm not sure whether you'd outlive the waiting list.
Well, I have outlived the waiting list, so it could be any time, couldn't it?
No, but like, if you get put on an NHS waiting list, that could be 2 years, so who knows? But
yeah.
But I think. It could get done. It just depends on your personal situation. So they sort of consider whether you can take a general anaesthetic, you know, your general.
I've forgotten about that. That's another thing. You keep moving away from the microphone, or is it me you're moving away from?
No, I was just getting more comfy, snuggling up in the corner there on the Christmas cushions.
Yeah. Yes, Christmas cushions everywhere. Christmas decorations everywhere.
I've got a little bit festive, it looks like.
A Christmas tree. We've only got one. People keep saying, oh, we've got two. Why?
What Christmas trees?
So many people seem to have more than one.
Well, we can never have too much of a good thing, I guess.
I noticed the Christmas tree we have outside that's been outside for a few years in a pot has blown over in the gales.
I know. I was going to pick it up, but then I thought it's only going to blow over again. I'm going to wait till, because it did it last week. I'll wait till, it's quite safe where it is snuggled on the hedge. And I'll just wait for the winds to die down and then I'll go and rectify it and put some lights on it.
Well, yeah, I was going to say we ought to do that, but not today in this weather.
No, I'm hoping maybe tomorrow morning
before
we have our champagne brunch party.
Yeah.
I'm quite looking forward to
it. I know you are. She's invited a few friends round tomorrow morning for nibbles. And that's fine. That's fine.
Well, it's to drink some champagne that's been meant to be drunk since July.
We were given a bottle of champagne
No, you weren't, darling.
Wasn't I?
No, Gary was.
Oh, our friend Gary was given the champagne.
Yes.
He said
Eddie and Bev gave it to Gary.
Oh, right.
But they gave it to him here, so it's in my fridge, our fridge.
Yeah. No, it could be your fridge.
And so, we'll all get together and drink it, and that hasn't happened, but it's going to happen tomorrow morning.
11 o'clock.
And I'm doing some little.
Before the pub boat.
Some little. Breakfasty type smoked salmon and cream cheese bagels.
All right, I'm hungry
now. Sausage rolls.
Okay, all
and little
right.
Sausages wrapped in
Listen,
bacon.
I'm sorry about this guy. She gets really overexcited.
And I saw a recipe in Delicious magazine today for these sort of Spanish style deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs?
Yeah, like it was like 70s.
And how are you going to do deviled eggs between now and tomorrow morning?
I'll just get up early. Oh, the deviled eggs don't take long.
Don't they?
Yeah.
All right.
But
anyway,
it's quite sort of retro 70s thing. I quite fancy doing those.
Yeah. The other thing, just briefly, I suppose, we've got a few weeks before Christmas, haven't we? Sometimes.
Two?
Yeah. Sometimes people do get with cancer, and I'm sure lots of other diseases, but just talking about cancer, because that's what we have experience in and what we're doing. And as you get up to times like Christmas and big family times, that can sometimes be more upsetting.
Yeah.
Because particularly if you meet members of the family that you haven't seen during the year that often, they do get upset.
Yeah, if you look a bit different or you seem a bit different. Yeah. Because we probably wouldn't even notice that if it's a bit of a gradual change.
Yeah.
And I think last year somebody was a bit sad about the fact your walking was a bit less mobile than when they'd seen you previously. So
it's a bit less mobile now. It's not quite as bad though. Well, it is actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the thing to do is to pre-warn and just say, look, I'm not as mobile as last time you saw me.
I have done.
Yeah, and I thought I'm okay.
Yeah. But, you
I'm
know,
still here.
70, you're going to be...
I think you're a little bit older than 70.
Oh, God, yeah. I was thinking the other day, I'm not long before I can say, well, I'll be 80 in 5 years' time. Or, you know, dear idea. Anyway, listen, we don't want to go on because we are. So have a great week and keep your comments coming in. We appreciate them, even the really rude ones. Well, I appreciate the rude ones.
You like those. They make you laugh, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Some people are really, you think, golly, that's amazing you would say something like that when you don't have to listen to it. So if it's as appalling as...
Somebody last week called us, your good name to be called Wales because you're a couple of fat bastards.
Oh, dear, oh, dear,
those,
oh, dear.
Don't you?
But the majority are very nice, and thank you very much indeed. So have a good week, and Tales of the Whales, back next week.
Yeah.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.